Nikki Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Good morning.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Well, it's all right, riding around in the breeze. Well, it's all right, if you live the life you please. Well, it's all
right. Hey, welcome back. Hour number two. Tell you about Palmetto Dunes at PalmettoDunes.com. They've got a great deal now. Summer Saturdays are back because the summer's like moving day. Summer Saturdays, they've got a great deal. 50% off tee times on all three courses between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Saturdays, starting this Saturday and going through August the 24th. What a great deal. Using the promo code Summer Saturday. I didn't realize this. Summer Saturday 19, by the way, is the promo code. Summer Saturday 19. See, when you subscribe to their email list, when you sign up for the emails, you get stuff like this. But that's brilliant, and they know that people are, that's a move-in, move-out day, and so the courses aren't as crowded. 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. between now and August 24th, 50% off greens fees for the courses. So get in touch with them to find out about any restrictions or any of that kind of stuff. They also have a pretty cool deal out there about playing six holes on the George Fazio course between June 19th, which is next week, and August 21st. Six holes for this $29. Juniors for this $15. And one child plays free with a paying adult. And rental clubs only $10. So sixes is the way to go now in golf. We're playing six holes rather than nine, which is a pretty cool deal there. Think about that at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com, the beautiful oceanfront resort. Some innovative things going on and some great deals. I keep telling you about these great deals. And if you subscribe to their email list and their social media stuff, you'll see all these great deals. At the U.S. Open yesterday, five local players, the best, Kyle Stanley, even par with Dustin Johnson. They both shot 71. They're currently both tied for 40th. Sam Saunders started off yesterday. He shot 72, one over par, tied for 58th. Kevin Kisner and Lucas Glover, two over par, tied for 77th. All those guys are in decent shape to make the cut. Got to play well today, but decent shape to make the cut. So that's our great friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com, the beautiful oceanfront resort. Check out the quick six that they have there, and check out the summer Saturdays, 50% off on those tee times from 10 to 3 on Saturdays. It's Palmetto Dunes at PalmettoDunes.com. Texter said, good grief, man. Why do you hate Jordan Spieth so much? Did you not just listen to the last segment? Is it not self-explanatory?
Move on, dude.
Yeah, come on, dude. A Jordan Spieth fan is blinded and can't see what the rest of us can see. Never gets a good break. Always gets bad breaks. Everything's always somebody else's fault. Never. Even when Michael tried to talk him out and make him hit one less club, it was still Michael's fault. How is that, Zach?
Hey, you're getting a little pushback on the text line right now.
Really? Well, yeah, because, again, at one point in time, Spieth was a cherub. And he still has a lot of fans. But what? Give me an example of a pushback.
Interesting, coming from a couple of Eldrick Woods fans. Ooh, someone sneezed during my backswing, so I'm going to throw a tantrum. Give me a break.
That never happens. No one sneezes in his backswing when he throws a tantrum. That never happens.
What about...
Hold on. No. Does it cost money to live in Never Never Land that we talk about sneezing in backswings? Nobody sneezes in backswings. If you notice this, Tiger Woods, who says, Tiger Woods, you suck. If Tiger hits a bad shot, is it ever the caddy's fault? Now, he'll use some bad language, but what's worse? Saying a bad word or blaming everybody else on your faults? What else? You got another pushback?
Mickey, easy. I love you, brother, but you are worked up. You're going to have to take off your Tiger Woods glasses.
No,
your boy, hold on. Your boy
about Tiger Woods.
Sand, slams his club on the rake, and not to mention how many times he cusses. Cusses God for his bad shots, and you are cool with that. Love you,
cool,
brother, but your boy is a jerk. Also, you just aren't looking for it.
Hold up. Did anybody say anything about Tiger Woods?
No.
Then how is that? This is not a comparison.
I guess it is now.
This is not A is better than B, so B is better than C, or A plus B is B plus C. We're not. This is not a comparison deal. I'm talking about Jordan Spieth. If you want to talk about Tiger Woods, I don't like the language. Now, he did hit the rake yesterday coming out of 14. I don't like that. That's not good.
Sorry he offended your delicate sensibilities.
Hey, look, but if I'm going to be delicate on Spieth, and you can be delicate on Woods. You have every right in the world. And I told you, I don't like the Woods stuff. I don't like it when Woods cusses. I don't like it when Woods does it that way.
Tiger can do no wrong, according to Mickey. Tiger is a
No butt. One said anything about Tiger Woods. You know you have no argument.
When you're just talking about something completely different.
Right.
Yeah. That's called changing the subject.
My friend Judd Anderson just got in the car. Y'all talking about Spieth yet? Yeah, we're talking about Spieth.
Yeah, Mickey's blood pressure's been up for about 45 minutes now.
It doesn't bother me. Believe me, it doesn't bother me.
So we're going to need to get it down. Mayor called me. She's like, we got to get that blood pressure down. I said, yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
She's worried about you down there.
Text messenger said it's because Jordan's white racism. I've got a light bulb that's out in my garage.
Change it.
Mm-mm. Michael's fault. Michael. That's a perfectly good light bulb, Michael. You ruined it.
What is your full name?
Michael. Man, the guy's a clown, Zach.
Yeah, but Tiger Woods hit a rake yesterday in a golf
course.
Nobody
said anything about Tiger Woods.
And me in Greenville, South Carolina, I was upset about it happening in Southern California. So, he's a jerk. And you're a jerk for liking him.
You put me in the water, Michael. You put me over the green. No, dude, he tried to hit you one less club. You chose a club, and you still blamed it on him.
Yeah, I love these people, too. Didn't see Spieth at 8. Fox showed Tiger standing, Tiger walking, Tiger looking.
No, Spieth
did. No, watched every shot.
You know what? Be honest with you. We saw every one of Spieth's shots yesterday.
Yeah.
Every single one. Let's get Chad, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Chad in Columbia. Good morning, Chad. How you doing?
Nick, I think I'm the first person in the world on the I hate Jordan Spieth bandwagon. But Nick, it's not so much what he says, it's just how he says it.
And that look on his face and that body language. Ugh.
Yeah, you mentioned the mud ball thing. The fact is, he's announced it several times. He'd look at the mud ball, he'd look at Michael, and say, Michael, do you see that? And he'd use both of his hands to point at it. And then he'd look at it again just in total astonishment, despite the fact we got 3 inches of rain the day or two before. Then he'd look back at Michael. Michael, I mean, can you even believe this? I mean, who else has this happened to? I mean, the whole tour is getting, you know, the whole field is getting mud balls all around.
Yep.
And when he gets one, he acts like it's...
Let me tell you like this, Chad, and you know this from playing mud balls. And for folks that doesn't know, this is what happens. If you have a bunch of mud on, say, the right side of your golf ball, the ball won't go right. It's going to curve really hard to the left. Every good player knows this, right? So he comes in, points out that he's got a bunch of mud on the ball, and then it goes left, and then it complains about, oh, mud ball. Well, try to cut it in there and aim farther right, dude. Something like that. All right, I got one for you. Remember this? He was on the second hole at the TPC. And whoever was in front of him, he didn't like the way the bunker was raked. So, Zach, he takes his phone out, takes a picture of it, and tweets it out that, oh, this is what I got to do. This guy didn't rake the bunker very well in front of me. What? What kind of clown during the middle of a PGA Tour event takes his phone out to talk about this bad break? It takes a picture of it, tweets it out that, oh, this is what I got to play with. This guy didn't rate the bunker right.
You golf guys are the softest
this guy,
people
man.
About this.
Now, this guy.
You don't get upset about bunkers not being raked?
It's just how he does it. And I just think he's fake. I mean, like, you know, when he won all those majors early on and everybody loved him, everybody wanted Augusta. He was walking off 18, and his dad basically kind of like ushered him to like go back on the green and kind of like, you know, clap for everybody and all the patrons. And I thought, why is his daddy having to tell him to do that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was just obvious that was fake, and he's trying to be like the PGA Tour Golden Child favorite. My question to you though is, Mick. Apparently, Michael was a school teacher. Okay, so I'm sure Jordan has, you know, multiply his income by 10 or 20 times a year.
Yeah.
My question is, could you be Spieth's daddy for $600,000 a year, just tote the bag and deal with this little rich, arrogant, confident to you all year? Hang up and listen.
I would say this. $600,000, all right? Is that what you're going to pay me?
600K?
Yeah. I told you, I need $3
million. $3 million to carry a golf bag?
No. Not for carry a golf bag. When it's all, I need $3 million in the bank. That way, I get about 5%. $150K a year, I can live on without touching the principal, the interest. I can live on the interest. I need about $3 million. So, I would do it for 3 years. No, not 3 years. I'd do it for 5 years. That'd give me $3 million. 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the fifth year, as we walk off,
well, you're paying taxes on that, so you want to have three in net. Yeah, or you want three.
Yeah, no, I need three net. So I better go. 6 or 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of it, when we walk off the 72nd hole of the final event that year, I lay my bag down and I just wear him out right there on the 18th hole. Just drop the chiclets right there on the 18th hole. I take it for 7 years, bud. It's your fault, Michael. The dude took a picture of a bunker. What are you saying? We all complain about bunker, unranked bunkers?
You holler about unranked bunkers all the time.
I'm saying rake your bunker.
There you go.
But you know what? It was raked. He didn't like the way it was raked.
You give this guy a hard time. He's a good dude. Good dude.
How about this text right here? Speaks lovable, Mickey. He's the future. I think the guy speaks nothing but the truth. He's a penultimate professional. Get on board, David Seneca. Really? How do you get that take? That space the future of golf? Oh, and he's a professional? Are we watching two totally different dudes, dude? How is he the professional, Mr. Or 24?
I think he might be sarcastic on that text. There's no way that's real.
You sure?
I mean, it can't be. Can it?
I don't know. I hope that's a troll. Yes, I do know a troll is. Corey is in Greenwood, South Carolina, 654 Roar. Hey, good morning, Corey. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Good morning, Mickey. I'm sorry to disturb your golf talk, but I wanted to to take you through some I'm going to take you through some catches from former Clemson wide receivers. Right. I'd like to know which one was more exciting to you and which one was more maybe needed to be where we were today.
All right, let me get my pen out because I forget these. All right, I'm ready.
All right, Jerry Butler, 77 or 78, big catch.
77, yep, in Columbia, yep.
All right, after that, you've got the second catch. I think you've got Rod Gardner.
Yep. Yeah, that was 2001.
All right, you've got also in the championship game where Frank Magwood caught a tip pass from that shouldn't have been caught.
Yep,
that led up to a touchdown.
Remember that well? Yep, big catch.
Also, you've got Jamie Harper with some ridiculous catch at Auburn in the end zone where we lost in overtime, I believe.
I remember that well. That was Cam Newton's year, and I was there. I was in the other end zone, yeah. So it was 150 yards away from me, but I remember the catch well. Yep.
All right. And also, I guess I'll end with Newt Hopkins, 4th and 16th. Which one is your favorite, and which one was more probably important to us becoming a powerhouse, which we are? And I'll take it off there.
Thank you, Corey. Great question. I have two different answers. The one that is the powerhouse is Nuke Hopkins. Because Nuke, without beating LSU, one of the Clemson coaches told me after that game, he goes, man, let me be honest with you. In practice for this month, we killed these guys. And had we not won the game, it would have been hard to go back to spring practice and kill them again and work that hard again. But that was a turning point as far as working for our program. And if you remember, Clemson physically dominated LSU in that game. And they made enough mistakes in the game that they should not have come down to what it came down to. But the 4th and 16 catch by Nuke, then if you think about what happened from that game on, beating Ohio State twice, beating Alabama twice, beating Oklahoma twice, you know, what all they had to do in the BCS Bowl wins and the college football playoffs and the ACC championships and the national championships and the college football playoffs and all that, I think that Nuke's catch was the more significant catch as far as building where we are today. Now, Butler and those guys built it. You've got to say, if Butler didn't catch the ball in 77, you blow a big lead there. Maybe the Carolina Clemson rivalry turns out differently, and maybe Clemson never wins the first national championship. The Magwood catch was great. Magwood was, that was amazing because Frank Magwood's a great guy, but it was in the national championship game. That was a great catch. Rod Gardner's catch was significant, but those two teams were really good, but didn't have national implications. Harper's catch, it was in a losing effort. I think my favorite of those was a Jerry Butler catch, though, in 77. And if you remember that game, Clemson jumped out to a 24-0 lead in that game. The Gamecocks come racing back and take a 28-24 lead, and or maybe 27-24, 28-24 lead, and it was Butler's catch late in the game that gave Clemson the comeback from the comeback. South Carolina, again, came roaring back from more than three touchdowns down to go up with a couple of minutes to go in the game. And then Clemson's touchdown drive in the last part of the game. And that was one that really helped propel to the great 1978 season, which I think helped propel to the great 1981 season. So, and against your arch rival. And, you know, had it been just a 28-24 game at the time, that's one thing. But because Clemson jumped out 24-0, the Gamecocks scored 28 unanswered, and then Clemson has the ball with a couple minutes left to go and flies down the field on their home field in Columbia like that. That was my favorite of those catches. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Our friends at Priority One want you to know that at your business, at your home, you can be safer. We are safe and sound, safe and sound inside our Priority One studios, and probably pretty good because there's a Jordan Spieth lynch mob out in the parking lot for me now. All you Jordan Spieth fans out there. It's Michael's fault that we got it. We're locked up in here. Priority One Securities can help you out. We have cameras everywhere. We can't even use the bathroom outside anymore because the camera's everywhere. Hey, get in touch with our great friends over at Priority One. Protect your inventory. Protect your customers. Protect your employees. Protect all of your equipment. Do it with Priority One. We do it. We love doing it. You hear us talk about it all the time here in the show. Make your business safer at Priority One Security. All the technology on top of that, great people, local people that give back to communities. PriorityOneSecurity.com. We'll take a short break. We'll come back. Stevie in Simpsonville, hang on. More right after this.
Hey, guys, this is Taj Boyle with Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It's been a great year for Tiger football and for Lakeside Lodge. We want to say thank you for welcoming us to the Clemson family. Construction is well underway, and there are a handful of luxury condos remaining. If you haven't gotten yours yet, call us today to schedule a tour or come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard. Trust me, you'll want to be a part of this Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It belongs here, and so do you.
Everyone has someone in their lives that could use a little surprise, a little pick-me-up. You want to deliver those smiles, but who has the time? School, work, and more. Try Urban Nirvana's online gift certificate. Buy and print it right from your own computer. A great way to treat your wife for making all those tailgate preparations, your college student for all the hard work, or mom, just because. Online purchase and print from your computer. Only at UrbanNirvana.com.
Let's talk about low prices, unbeatable value, and the best experience available. Qualk here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you, Hendrick Honda's the way to go. The service department's top-notch, and their staff from service to finance always goes the extra mile. Hendrick Honda Easley is a six-time President's Award winner and the only 2018 winner in South Carolina. 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley, or online at ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com.
Get summer ready at Gold's Gym with our hottest offer of the year. That's right. Start your fitness journey today with zero enrollment and no contract. Gold's Gym has everything you need to get ready for summer, including group exercise and boot camp classes, personal training, and more. Visit goldsgym.com/summer to learn more. Valid with select new memberships at participating locations only. Commitment may be required. Other restrictions may apply. Hurry in. Offer ends this Sunday, June 16th.
It's about time for dad, which means your best bet for a watch is at Reed's Jewelers in the Haywood Mall. June is Watch Month at Reed's Jewelers, and all watches this month come with a gift with purchase. On top of that, Reed's has a number of in-store special offers this month, and you can enter to win prizes. Dad deserves the best on Father's Day, and you'll find the best watch selection from my friends at Reed's Jewelers in the Haywood Mall. See for yourself why so many shop Reed's in the Haywood Mall next to Bell.
Your old gas yard tools have met their match. Right now, the Home Depot has Father's Day savings on the Ego 56-volt cordless trimmer and blower combo kit, just $249. It has the performance of gas without the hassle. It's two powerful tools powered by a 56-volt lithium-ion battery platform, and right now, it's at a price no one can match. Today is the day for doing with the Ego trimmer and blower combo, just $249, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing, while supplies last.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
This is going to be my happy place.
Now, back to Mickey and Zach.
I've all seen the man at the liquor store begging for your chain. The hair on his face is dirty, dreadlocked in for the main. He asked a man for what he could spare with shame in his
Hey, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Let me tell you about our friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists, 404-815-8, 404-815-8. Get in touch with these folks. One of the things I can tell you is that when I used to have my old floor, I can barely remember it now, but I know on the left-hand side especially, I don't know why it's the case, but on the left-hand side of my garage, I had an absolutely huge oil stain that kind of looked like... It kind of looked like that big old birthmark on Mikhail Gorbachev's head. Like this huge thing that didn't belong there. But they came in and they moved everything out, moved everything back in. Now I have this awesome garage floor. We were lucky because when we changed the color of our house, I went from a brown kind of a house to a kind of a gray house now. So we changed from a brown floor to a gray floor, and it was all great. It came in, they sanded everything back down. The bottom line is, like, you don't move a finger. You know, Zach, I tried to do a bunch of DIY stuff. Right now, one of my toilet paper roll holder things is kind of came off the little thing over there.
Mm-hmm.
So I call
Roto-Rooter.
I need to call Roto-Rooter. I need to call AAA to come do it, take care of it. But I can't fix it. It's got a tiny little screw in it, like a microscopic screw. I don't do DIY very good. There is no DIY when it comes to CFS, Carolina Flooring Specialist. Call Tim Worley today, 404-8158, 404-8158. How are you in when it comes to DIY? Pretty good?
Better than most.
Better than most.
But worse than my dad and my brother.
Yeah.
Caleb? They'd never let me forget.
Yeah. Caleb?
Very handy.
Not your younger brother.
Oh, yeah. Caleb.
But your younger brother.
No, Sam. No. Sam's worthless.
Sam's a little young punk. He don't know what he's doing.
Sam's got nothing.
Sam, who's over in Europe right now?
Hannah just got back from Germany yesterday.
Yeah. Speaking of Deutsch?
Yes. I don't know any German.
I sensed that there was a pivot in your Spieth attitude over there, and I know what happened. All of a sudden, all the Spiethites turned it into an anti-Tiger thing, and I think I'm right by saying this, combined with the fact that Michael tried to give him one less club on 8 when that came to light, and combined the fact that the Spiethites got on your Tiger Woods. But I think you kind of turned in my favor over here, turned my corner over here a little bit. You got pushed over here to the right way of thinking.
I firmly believe we made too much of yesterday's little incident.
Really?
Right? That's just this guy talking to his caddy there and trying to work through some things. And he was fighting it and trying to find it all day yesterday.
Yeah.
You being a noted Spieth hater for a long time, you've been kind of suppressing that for a while, trying to sell us all on the fact that you like the guy.
Here's the problem. Here's the problem. I suppressed it because he hadn't been in contention all year, and so I hadn't seen it.
Sure.
He's not on TV very much anymore because his game went to hell in a handbasket. Now that he was on TV all day yesterday and I happened to see it again yesterday, I'll be honest with you, I tried to like the guy.
I know you did. And I kept saying, you don't like him. You hate this guy. No, I don't hate anybody. I don't hate this guy. Turns out you really hate this guy. So I think you were a little bit blinded by that hate.
I don't hate him.
And you were done with that.
But see, I did try to like him. I don't like him. I tried to like him. But then we had a former PGA Tour player tweet at us yesterday. You see this?
Yeah, you read it to me during break.
Yeah, but that was a rhetorical. Did you see this?
Yeah, I saw it.
No, Mickey, what did it say? A former PGA Tour player.
Wow.
Tweeted back at me if I can find it on here now. Making sure we got all this right on here. Can't stand the guy. He's miserable to watch, always gesturing and complaining. He wouldn't be nearly as successful if it wasn't for Michael. So
why can't there be a banter back and forth between the caddy and the player?
First of all, the caddy should never banter back with the player. The caddy's job is show up, keep up, shut up.
So why is yesterday's thing so unacceptable to you?
Let's be clear.
Actually, I don't even know if it's the eighth hole that's unacceptable to you. I think you're more upset about going left on 17.
The eighth hole and the left at 17. But it's a combination of all of it. Taking pictures of balls in bunkers because he didn't like the way it was raked. All those things. Pointing out mudball Michael.
Those didn't happen yesterday. But
okay. I know. But so what happened yesterday is, you know what? He got a bad break at eight. And that might have been Michael's fault at eight. He might have given him one too much club there at eight. And knowing now that Michael tried to give him one less club on the second shot or third shot at eight, and him still blaming it on it, the strategy here, it's clear what happens here. Jordan Spieth has this probably productive attitude that helps him, and it is that I am incapable of hitting a bad shot. If it does not go my way, it's something else happened out of my control. Jack Nicklaus once said, Jack Nicklaus missed putts at the 71st and 72nd hole to win the U.S. Open one year, and he ended up losing by a shot. And after the press conference, after the Open was open, I forgot which Open it was, now he finished second so many times, they said, Jack, tell us about the two missed putts at 17 and 18. He goes, I didn't miss those putts. Hit those putts exactly like I wanted to. They didn't go in, but I didn't miss them. So that is that attitude of that supreme confidence in yourself that I am incapable of hitting a bad shot. If something happens, then it just is something out of my control. I get that. That is a pretty good little strategy to have. Unfortunately, that's not what will happen to Jordan Spieth right now. He's in a mental tailspin from rinsing it a few times at 12 while he's in the lead at Augusta, and his game has gone to hell in a handbasket since then, and he is in this blame game right now. He's a victim right now. It's not my fault. It's everything around me is my fault. The mud's on the ball. Nobody gets them but me. The bunker's not right. Nobody gets that but me. The bad bounce, nobody gets those but me. My caddy gives me the wrong club. Nobody gets those but me. It's everybody else's fault but mine. And you know this, Mr. Orr24. You heard this. I'm being consistent about this. I can't stand the victim mentality. In the end, a golfer is still responsible for what club he hits. A caddy can hand him a 6-iron. But you know what he can do?
Mm-mm. I'd like the 7, please.
Give me the 7. Nope, not going to let you do it. Nope. Well, I'm going in my bag and getting my 7-iron to hit it here. So whose responsibility was it in the second shot at 18?
On 18 or 8?
I mean 8.
Yeah.
But yet, what did he do?
He lashed out at his employee. Is that what we're going to call him?
I don't know. They're supposed to be best friends.
He lashed out at his guy there as a manner of trying to work through it himself.
And he did it.
You've never made comments when you were fired up that you didn't mean?
Maybe, but here's the difference.
Maybe. We've all done
that. Here's the difference. In the public eye, with people all around him and with the television cameras on him, that he knows the camera, because the camera's right in his face as he's coming off. If you made a mistake on this show and did something really stupid and really bad, which Michael didn't do, by the way, if I would off the air, you know what you do? You praise in public, you criticize in private. You reprimand in private, you praise in public. That's a conversation that you have with him on after the round's over or in private. You make sure that the cameras are all away from you. But that's not what it is. It is, I am protecting me and my image because I'm incapable of hitting a bad shot. So it is your fault, Michael, that ball did that. That's exactly what's happening. You don't agree?
I don't.
That's 100%. There's no doubt in my mind it's 100% what's happening. I didn't do it. Mm-hmm. I made two perfect swings. You put me in the water is what he said. You put me over the green.
He said, two perfect shots, Michael. You put me in the water. You put me over the green. He was just blowing off steam. That's all I took that as. I didn't take it as anything more. I didn't take it as a national emergency and tweet about it and complain about it and retweet everybody's opinion that agrees with me. Because that's what everybody on Twitter did yesterday. Mm. Everybody got on Twitter and started complaining about Jordan Spieth.
Yep. Because after a while, you know what? If it's one or two instances, we might misunderstand you.
You're looking at four instances right now, the ones that you've talked about this morning. Mudball, rake,
mudball.
Left on 17, and hole 8 yesterday.
Oh, and then how many times? Oh, one foot from perfect, Michael. Everything's one thing from perfect. I hit it perfect. He does it all the time. He does it 100 times. Look at the montage you can find on YouTube of him playing the blame game.
I think the smartest thing you said about this earlier was he had such a hot start to his career, and he was winning and having so much success, and backing off of that and falling back to the pack a little bit,
yeah,
it's messed with his head a little bit.
Azinger and or facts, and I think Azinger said it yesterday. Yeah. He's trying to live up to 2015 standards.
Absolutely.
And he's falling short of it, mm-hmm. and now he's playing the blame game. Rather than saying, you know what? I'm just not playing that well right now. I hit a bad shot there, man. I pulled that ball. I pushed that ball. I cut it. I should have done something else. That's all my fault.
I think you're right on that one.
Stevie is in Simpsonville, 654 Roar. Hey, good morning, Stevie. How you doing?
Good morning, fellas. I had to drop off. I was ordering a chicken biscuit, and it was a perfectly ordered chicken biscuit, but the crumbs started dropping on my lap, and it's everyone else's fault.
Michael.
But with speed, does he also point, Michael, go get my ball when he makes a punt? What was that?
You go get that ball. Oh my God.
I mean, I know he was jacked up, but golly, man, I was just sitting there. You got to be kidding me. That's when I started like, whoa, okay, this guy, you know, a little smug, a little arrogant, you know, a little confidence, cool, arrogant like that. It was just my goodness.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember that one.
No, I remember it well. British Open, remember it well. Oh.
Man, I got to tell you, but I'm going to flip it a little bit. How about the NBA playoffs? Heck of a playoffs if people were able to stay up and maybe Coach Sweeney flip that curse, the Drake curse.
How about that, man? Gave him a $2 bill and all with a tiger paw, and all of a sudden now they go win a championship. You know, if you remember, I missed this 110% when I said the NBA finals weren't compelling because we all know what's going to happen is that the Golden State Warriors will beat Toronto, and it might go 5 games, it might go 6 games, but this game won't be close. As it turned out, how about Toronto winning all 3 games at Golden State? That's unbelievable.
Well, they had the perfectly assembled team, Michael. And, you know, again, well, yeah, they're 2 players short of it, Michael.
You know, Kevin Durant had a perfectly good Achilles, Michael.
That's it. And then poor Klay Thompson. That looked pretty nasty, and he came back trying to battle through it. But unfortunate injury. Yeah.
Torn ACL, and yeah, now you got to wonder how long he's going to be out going into next year. And where he's going to be playing next year, and where KD's going to be playing next year. They're going to be in a new building, and they have a new team in Golden State next year. I think it's pretty safe to say that last night was the end of the end for Golden State.
Yeah, and we just hopefully that doesn't happen to any of our teams that are trying to build something. So
yeah, you never know.
Hopefully you guys have a great weekend here coming up.
Thank you, Stevie. You have a great weekend too, man. Happy Father's Day to you. Kawhi Leonard, NBA Hall of Famer, right?
Hall of Famer?
Yeah.
I mean, he's building a resume. I don't know if he's there yet.
Two or three-time NBA champion. Let me look that up. I know he's won twice. Has he won 3 NBA championships now?
I think it's just 2.
Just 2? Let me see. I remember San Diego State time. Yeah, just two-time champion. Two-time NBA Finals MVP.
How about that?
Three-time All-Star. Two-time All-NBA First Team. Two-time NBA Defensive Player of the Year. I heard a great Kawhi Leonard story yesterday. I spent 30 minutes with... I should have to tell you who these people are, but yesterday on the driving range, I come up, and a former Clemson basketball player comes up to me. And I hadn't seen him in a long time, and he's involved in AAU basketball and coaching and all now. And we're talking about the state of the game and the state of basketball, state of Clemson basketball, state of the ACC and college basketball and the NBA. And he says, he tells me the story that another former Clemson player is coaching. I don't mention these guys' names because they might be embarrassed, but another former NBA guy's coaching. And he's coaching these as an assistant coach, and he's on he's at practice with the Houston Rockets practice. I don't know if it's OKC or Houston, whatever. But the coach yells at James Harden about some sort of defensive deal, and Harden yells back, "Wait a minute, man! You want me to score all the points and play defense?" I'm like, what? And he says, and then Kawhi Leonard comes up, and he says, Kawhi Leonard, that's why he's awesome. He says, what you ask him to do. And NBA people tell you, what you ask him to do, he does. Including play great defense at a time where very few superstars do that. And as witnessed by two-time NBA Defensive Player of the Year. So, I'm a Leonard fan. And quite frankly, I don't know what happened in San Antonio. I don't know exactly how... It all went down. They blamed him. They said he wasn't hurt. He said he was hurt. And I don't know what, you know, who was right and who was wrong through all that. But it is refreshing to see a guy buy in on both ends the way Leonard plays. So, and maybe Popovich should be with Steve Kerr tweeting more about politics rather than.
And nothing gets you triggered that people have an opinion that's not yours.
No, just keep on tweeting. We're going to take a break. Dave in Simpsonville, hang on. I am coming straight to you. My friend Greg Wells at Kiwi Financial Group at 402 Pendleton Road in Clemson, right next door to Max Drive-In, 654-5043, 654-5043, 654-5043. You can visit their website, kiwifg.com. You can call professionals there and get a comprehensive evaluation of all your Social Security options. They are on a mission to have a positive influence on their client's life. If you've led that good life, if you've saved all your pennies, don't screw it up at the end. You might not know which one of the 97 different ways individuals can take this, your Social Security, or the 314 different ways that couples can file for Social Security. You might want professional help. Matter of fact, you do. You want professional help. So I want you to go to KiwiFG.com. KiwiFG.com. Let them help you through as full-service financial advisors, strategies to help you make that right decision. 654-5043. My great friends at Kiwi Financial Group, KiwiFG.com. If you're on hold, hang on. Coming to you. Short break. More right after this.
Oh, the air is so stale in your car, dear. I'm gagging. Still able to speak, though. Don't you want fresh air for Granny's little darlings? All that dirt and odor outside gets into your car and into their precious lungs.
Well, you can't always choose what gets into your car.
Block and control odors in your car with the power of Febreze and Purolator Boss Premium Cabin Air Filters. Find your retailer at pureoil.com.
Do you know about Febreze, dear? It helps if your smells like a thrift store.
Triumph Soccer squares off with Lansing Saturday at 7 at Legacy Early College. Celebrate Father's Day in the 10th match of the season with family and ticket specials starting at $10. Tickets on sale at greenvilletriumph.com. Triumph Soccer. Go for the goals. Stay for the triumph.
Hey guys, this is Taj Boyle with Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It's been a great year for Tiger football and for Lakeside Lodge. We want to say thank you for welcoming us to the Clemson family. Construction is well underway, and there are a handful of luxury condos remaining. If you haven't gotten yours yet, call us today to schedule a tour or come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard. Trust me, you'll want to be a part of this Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It belongs here, and so do you.
You don't have to travel far to find a great hand-cut steak for Father's Day. The Corner Butcher has what you crave to make your dad the envy of your neighbors when you fire up the grill. The Corner Butcher, Patrick Square, 654-2333.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Up to $6,000 off on the Honda Pilot and the best lineup of SUVs rated by U.S. News. Hendrick Honda easily has over 500 new and used vehicles on the lot. Nobody can make your credit work better or get you more money for your trade. Come in this week and make sure to mention the Roar to receive your first 2 years of oil changes free with your new vehicle purchase. Visit them today at 4609 Callum Memorial Highway in Easley, just off Highway 123, and online at ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com.
I'm Eddie Bennett. We're blessed with a strong economy. The upstate is growing with companies expanding, relocating, and adding employees. If you're turning dirt on a new project or an expansion, chances are you need equipment to help get the job done. With locations in Greenville and Spartanburg, as well as our newest location in Seneca, Bennett Equipment and Supply is your Takeuchi source. And we rent and sell all sorts of tools to get the job done. Remember, when you need to rent it from Bennett.
Ride into your Sea-Doo life with features like more usable space, superior stability, and a sound system that sings. Add to that the release of the all-new Fish Pro, the industry's first personal watercraft designed for fishing, and there's never been a better time to get aboard a Sea-Doo. Order your Sea-Doo now and get 2 years of coverage or up to $800 rebate on select models. Your Sea-Doo life starts at just $53.99 at Foothills Motorsports in Powdersville. Certain conditions may apply. See dealer for details.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
I was really hoping to avoid you and then ignore you a bunch before you could ask me about this.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Tell me something good. Tell me that you love me, yeah. Tell me something good.
Hey, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Dave is in Simpsonville, 654-ROAR. I sound like Dave in Simpsonville this morning, getting a little fired up. Good morning, man. How you doing?
Good morning. Hey, yeah, it doesn't take much to just light that fire, does it?
No, little ember, man, a little spark in there, and then here we go.
There you go. Hey, welcome to the fraternity, Mick. Happy Father's Day to you. You know, you've now joined, and our crest is the macaroni picture. And the little box is painted gold with something glued on top of it. So welcome to that fraternity. Now, you have an opportunity to do something the rest of us have not done, and that set the bar high with Drake to tell him, okay, this is how you do this. You got to get me something good. Let me tell you, a couple years ago, my two boys got me an off-brand beach music CD, and a loofah sponge. I was like, what the hell do you do with this? So set the bar high, set the expectations, babe. You know, and I'll also tell you, happy Flag Day. You know, going to change topics real quick on you. And if you'll indulge me for a minute, I would appreciate it. Clemson World did a tremendous last page story on D-Day, 75th anniversary, and the Clemson, you know, alum that went. There is a loyal listener and his dad in your audience probably right now. The young man's Jacob Keating. He is going into the United States Army. He's a graduate of Clemson after this past May. He got commissioned shortly thereafter. He's headed to Virginia for training, and then he's headed off to Germany, and then more than likely Afghanistan. So pack your bags, big guy, and yours too, Zach. Because you're going to Germany via the Wide World app, but Jacob's been listening to you and his dad ever since they were in middle school, and he's a great young man. He's going to make us proud, but that just tells you the selflessness of Clemson alumni that go into the service and all the others that, you know, other universities that put people into the service. We appreciate you. We thank you for what you're doing because, you know, the American flag, hey, that stands above everything else. You know, we're proud of Canada for winning their first major championship. But remember, you're still America Light, and at any time we can come over and invade your country and just take over. We'll call it I don't know what we'll call it. We'll call it something, Mick.
Great
you
stuff.
Guys have a great day and happy Father's Day.
Tell Jacob, thanks for listening. For sure. That's awesome. You know, sometimes you, much as during the D-Day stuff, you just forget how young these brave people are. And when I was that young, I was a knucklehead, man. I did the dumbest stuff. And we are putting the future of the world in the hands of these very brave heroes that certainly will make us very proud about making, you know, serving the country the way they do. 654-ROAR. Before I get to Fred and Easley, let me tell you about Harbin Lumber. Remember the number, 353-5053. Harbin Lumber is a full-service lumber yard. Don't call Harbin Lumber if you want delays, if you want, like, partial orders. If you really want to worry about it, if you want to pay more and not get the kind of prices and the kind of stuff you need. Harbin Lumber, we did ours for all of our interior stuff, our interior doors, all of our remodeling stuff that we did. We went through Harbin Lumber, and I got to tell you, it was great. If you're remodeling your own house, if you're subbing it out yourself, they've got an absolutely great financing situation there as well. Get in touch with them. It's Harbin Lumber. Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053, 353-5053. It's harbinlumber.com. Fred is an Easley. Fred, thanks for hanging on, my friend. I hope you're doing well. How you doing?
I'm doing well. First of all, congratulations on your newborn, and cherish every second.
Yeah.
Because mine was like that a couple of years ago. Now they're in their 40s.
Mm. Just a couple, like two blinks of an eye, and now they're 40, huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mickey, I have had a scab on me for years. I'm talking about a festered up scab. But you know how a scab gets all hard, and
mm-hmm.
sometimes you rip it off?
Yeah.
The caddy situation has ripped off my body till I'm about to scream. You were saying something that I agreed with, and then you sort of contradicted yourself.
All right.
You said the caddy's job is to show up, keep up, and shut up.
Right.
If that really happened, there'd be a bunch of robot pros out there that could not zip their pants up. I'm telling you, my pet peeve has been all these years. Matter of fact, I called you long time ago, and we sort of bumped heads. I can't stand it when I ask somebody, do you believe golf is an individual sport? Oh, yeah. It's not. If the caddy wasn't there to tell him to aim to the right 1/4 inch, he could not play golf. I wish they had a rule. They changed all these rules to the better, I think. I wish that they would take a caddy and say, once you get inside the ropes, all you can do is say, yes, sir, no, sir. If he wants an 8-iron, you hand him, say, yes, sir, and hand it to him. You can't tell him. I watched a pro one time real close to him, and his caddy, he asked his caddy, said, what is it? He said, 49.5. And the guy blew up. Veins popped in his neck. He turned around and said, blankety blank, which is it, 149 or 149.5? I mean, that's a true story.
Yeah.
And I said, I was with a guy, and I said, are you hearing this? But you're right. A cat, and he turned around and blamed his caddy.
Yeah.
But if they'd make a rule saying, do not say one word to your pro, it'd be better for golf. It really show the true athleticism and knowledge and skill and everything that they should be showing, except now they're robots. You agree with any of that?
A lot of it I do. And you know, you become dependent on it. Now, it varies from player to player. Certain players want all the input. Spieth is one of these guys that, and I'm a little bit like this, all I want is the affirmation. Look, we all know that the wind is blowing right to left right here. We know it's right to left. Everybody knows it's right to left. The trees are right to left. You throw the grass up, is right to left. The flag's blowing right to left. We all know it. And then we'll ask, and I'll do it too. Spieth said, what's that wind doing, right to left? So a lot of it is about affirmation, just in my mind, making sure that that I am, I feel what I feel, I know what I feel, but you tell me just to make sure that I'm confident in that. So there's a lot of reassurance in there. Other guys depend on everything. Reading putts, not reading putts. You know, Tiger does not like for his caddies to read putts. If he calls them in there, once or twice a year, he might come in and call that. Certain guys want their caddies to read, you know, every single putt for them. So it varies from player to player, but I think you make very good points.
Well, I just think they're a change rule because they're nothing but robots. But thanks for your time and good luck.
Hey Fred. So you got to call me when you agree with me on something too. Now, not just when you disagree, because you know you're right about a lot of stuff
well,
too.
I didn't disagree with you, but okay. When you said show up and shut up, I said, I got a call. Go.
Yeah,
thank you, man.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate the phone call. That's the old caddy deal. There is a show up, keep up, shut up. A caddy can be what they call the 15th club, Mr. War 24. Or it doesn't have to be. It all depends on how much you lean on them or not lean on them.
How many times have you used a caddy in your career?
50 maybe.
So what do you prefer in those instances? Do you want them to read putts for you? Do you want to lean on them? Or do you want to do it for yourself?
It's a lot of times it's the local caddy at the local course that you play at, you know, the upper high scale courses, whatever you have there. If I'm not familiar with the course, here's what I want. Don't tell me what club to hit. Just give me a yardage. And I like this. I like saying if it's 145, I want to know what's better, 150 or 140. Is it better to leave it short of the hole or better be longer the hole? I want you to tell me where not to hit it. You know what? There's trouble down the right-hand side right here. If you miss it left. Keep it down the left center. If you miss it on the left-hand side. Stuff like that. But don't tell me a club to hit because I can hit, you give me 140, I can hit about three or four clubs 140 yards. As far as putts go, if that's your personal home course, whatever, I can tell in the first couple of holes whether you're a good greens reader or not and whether to trust you or not. And so if you're great at it, and you got it, you know, I'll use it. But if not, like, okay, I got this one. But more than anything, it's like speed. It's going to be a quick one. It's going to be, and I do it with my partners when I'm playing in some four ball stuff too. You know, whatever. You think it's a little quicker here, whatever. All it is about affirmation. I tell you, man, I'm a lot like Spieth when it comes to that. But in the end, guess how we're different? I hit the shot. It was my fault.
Ooh.
You didn't hit the shot. I love the caddy story. The old, I'm sitting around the old caddy shack afterwards, and you hear the guys always, how'd it go today? Well, we played great. We shot 65. We hit a lot of greens, and we made a lot of putts today. Or how'd it go today? Man, my guy stunk. He shot 75. When it is great, it is we. When it is bad, it is he. Same thing, though. You know what? Blame who you want to blame it on, and I can see that. Part of the reason that what happened to Spieth yesterday at Pebble is they moved fairways and you had practice rounds to do it, but they moved fairways and that was very, very interesting to see. Oh, my friend Russ checks in. Now, Russ is checking in, and I know this, that Russ played the old number 5 hole at Pebble, and when they changed it, he was so intrigued he had to go back and play it again, man. He had to go back and play Pebble with the new number 5 hole. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well. How are you this morning?
Fantastic. What, the new number 5 is better than the old number 5?
Well, I mean, it's not really a new number 5 anymore, but yes. From the guy that, and I didn't have a chance to tell you that story when we were texting the other day, but when you get out there, you need to ask the story about how number 5 was built. They got Nicklaus to do it, but I'm not going to take any. The thing is, I don't want to take a lot of thunder away from what you're going to hear from the pro. But the old number 5 just didn't have any character at all. It was just straight up the hill. And, you know, everybody was just trying to get to number 6 because obviously getting out to that point, that's where everybody wants to take their pictures. And
right.
And that's the euphoric side of the golf course.
Right, right.
I was wanting to talk about, and I hope you haven't talked about him, but has anyone talked about Bruce Edwards and Tom Watson and their stories about him being a caddy for Tom for over 30 years?
No. No.
Well, and there's a thousand stories, but there's a book out called Caddy for Life, and it was written after Bruce died. And a great book if anybody wants to read it. It's more about, there's a lot about golf, but there's a lot about life in that book. But one of the best stories in the book, and there's 100 of them in there, This is the kind of caddy that Spieth needs to have. And I'm not taking anything away. I don't even know his caddy's name. But Tom was playing in a golf tournament in the 70s, maybe in the 80s. Doesn't matter. It was in his prime. And he thought that Bruce was a subservient to him. At this point in time in his career, he felt like, look, I'm making the money. You're to do as I say. You're to do, you know, just whatever I say goes, and you're not to give me any backlash. So they're playing in a golf tournament, and he has been – it had been building a little bit where Bruce was taking a lot of flack from Tom because of Tom's attitude. And just, let me go ahead and say this. Tom Watson's my favorite golfer growing up. A lot of people disagree with me with that, but he was the bulldog trying to go against Nicklaus when you and I were growing up.
Right.
And this golf tournament, let's just say it's the Bob Hope. And Bruce is walking. It's like number six or seven, and it's early in the round. And Tom's already on his tail about something, you know, just being a smart butt. And Bruce is carrying his bag, and they get to a shot, and they go through the procedure, how far, what is it to the back, what is it to the front, where should I hit it here, where should I hit it? Tom hits a shot, and he blames it on Bruce. And he said, you know what? Bruce looked at him, and he said, if you're so good, you carry that bag on the ground.
I love it.
And that was the moment where Watson, I mean, you saw that in the movie Tin Cup.
Yeah.
I think, yeah. Personally, I think that was the story that drove them to have that scene in Tin Cup where he just throws a bag down and the guy pulls somebody out of the crowd. But Bruce looked at him and said, if you're so good about it, you carry the bag, and literally walked away.
Good for him.
And that was the moment where Tom said, I had to swallow my tongue. And I had to realize we were partners in this thing.
Yeah.
And I don't need to be I'm the one that hit the shot. Yeah. I'm the one that hit it incorrectly. He's just trying to, he's not wanting me to hit a bad shot.
Yeah. Hey, I got
that's what Spieth needs.
I got to get a break. I will talk about that. That's a great story. Hour number three, right?